Casting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock.
It's Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. My name's Bill Childs. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9, right here. It's They Might Be Giants with E Eats Everything.
A hardly has an appetite and pokes at food too long. And B can barely bother because all the food is wrong. C likes only candy and chocolate by the box. D is just disinterested in anything you've got. But E eats everything. Yeah, E eats everything. E eats everything. Yeah, E eats everything. So toss it on a plastic plate or stick it with a fork. Serve it with a shovel or serve it on a spork. Yeah, E eats everything. Yeah, he eats everything. F is far too fussy and only eats with fancy wine. G eats only gourmet but never can decide. H burns food so horrible, all I tastes is smoke. J just likes drinking juice and K drinks only soda. But E eats everything. Yeah, E eats everything. He's eating in a moving car. He's eating upside down. He's eating on a spaceship. He's eating off the ground. L and M and N and P won't start till O arrives. Q and R and S and T are wearing clothes much too tight. U and V and W are worn out from the song. And X and Y just will not share and will not get along. But E eats everything. Yeah, E eats everything. But look out now, here it comes, that final letter Z. Now Z's not like the other letters. Z's only eating E's. Yeah, Z eats E's. Yeah, Z eats E's. Z eats E's. Yeah, Z eats E's.
Great big thing. Love all the world. I believe we're here. I've heard excellent reviews for this.
Jerry, you gotta calm down. You're gonna make me steal my dream.
It's starting. It's starting.
Okay. All right.
It's starting.
We're frogs from the countryside, and we sing the whole night long. We're frogs, and our choir resides with 12 amphibians strong. Pollywogs across the land, come listen to our song. The next time that you hear us, feel free to...
Look, honey, they've even got little frog-sized tap shoes on.
Oh, wow.
Croak, 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 croak. Croak, croak, croak.
Is it over?
A whole lot.
Bravo, bravo,
Ooh.
Wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
We're frogs.
It's not over.
We're singing frogs, and we're really quite unique. Oh, yes, we're frogs. And we've just been booked for a wedding by the creek. Whether it's classical tunes or hip hop that you seek. Come and see us froggies live. We'll be singing rain or shine.
Come on down.
Bring your own flies.
For winter peak.
Wow.
I feel like I'm part of the family.
The froggy family.
You.
Some new music from the Zing Zangs. It's called Frogs. It's got an exclamation point. They're very excited about frogs. Haley Bonner before that from her EP, Sing With Me. Just a beautiful song, beautiful EP. Beautiful You is the name of the song. Start off with the Imagine Giants, E Eats Everything here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Music for Kids and Their Grownups. We are technically just out of Pride Month, I will acknowledge, but I want to play this Strawberry Bitty Yops song. A bunch of other people helping out. Anton Log, Carrie Ferguson, maybe other people I'm forgetting, and I feel bad about that. If so, this is new music. It's Rainbow Superpower.
shine like the sun. I'm planted in the earth. I feel the love inside myself and I know what I'm worth. My power's getting stronger. I can feel it grow. I want you to see who I am. I want the world to know. Fast like lightning, watch my super speed. I'm faster than the speed of light when I see someone in need. There's many different colors in my identity. I can decide for myself just who I want to be. I got rainbow superpowers, spreading love and light. I'm gonna sing this song around the world and shine my light so bright. You gotta be proud. There's lots of different people, plants and flowers too. And as the seasons change, just know that so will you. I bend, I do not break, I have flexibility. Overcoming obstacles with agility. Superpowers, and we are not alone. We can work together and build a happy home. I shine like the sun. I'm planted in the earth. I feel the love inside myself and I know what I'm worth.
Yeah, this is me and my family. Well, that's me.
Songs from part of the Austin Music Experience. That is Charlie Fay and the Fanimals, Me and My Family. New music from them. They'll be playing Rock the Park this fall. Don't have the date in front of me, but they will. A Rock the Park alum before that, Straw Bitty Yups. And as promised, I did, in fact, forget some other people who helped collaborate on that. It included Anton Log, Lavender Blues Music, Kerry Ferguson, I think I mentioned that, and Jam Phelps from Denk Studios. So that's pretty awesome. That Charlie Fay song right there made me very much think about the Schoolhouse Rock song Magic Number, which, of course, makes me think of De La Soul.
Three, that's a magic number.
Three.
Yes, it is. It's the magic number.
Three.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, they stubbed me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, racing three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are action for monkeys. Doing hip-hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk.
Three.
Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase in Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around stored under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your Quebec, that the action's not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's a magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine at. Three out of every darn time, the effect is, when a daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing. Where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it. You can call it your lucky partner. Maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Mace, Posse, me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dub and a plug. Set aside a legal substance and feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fits and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three. And say, children, what does it all mean?
Well, one, two, three.
I would like
no more, no less.
That's a magic number.
No more, no less. No more, no less. No, 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 no more, no less. No more, no less. No more, no less.
Everybody in the audience ever get hit by a car?
No more, no less.
No more, no less.
No more, no less.
No more, no less.
No more, no less. No
more, no less.
Our story starts with Samuel skipping down the sidewalk with a shovel in his step and a smile on his mouth. He'd saved 76 cents since Saturday, you see, and he was off to the store to spend it on a snack to eat.
When suddenly Samuel saw Sally standing by the street with a slump in her shoulders and a suitcase at her feet. Samuel thought she was such a sad sight to see. He said, Sally, what's got you standing there looking so beat? Sally's and Samuel is sort of a story. I must say, I need to get all the way to the south side of town in some way to visit my sister, cause I miss her, haven't seen her in so long. But she lives so many miles away, it's too far to walk. I tried to buy a bus ticket, but I'm short of shorthand. It's slightly more than I can afford, so here I still stand. And just like a hair plucked from a head, I'm stranded. Samuel thought about the money in his pocket, and he saw his friend in need. He said, Sally, here, take this money, I'll give it to you happily. And Sally said, Sam, say you made my day, showing up and helping me out in that way. It's such a nice thing, I just can't repay. You know I'll never understand what I did to deserve such a good, good friend, but what they say is true. Every little good deed that you do is gonna come back to you someday.
Our story shifts scenes to the south side of town, where Sally was stepping off a bus, smiling around.
She had the sunshine on her shoulders and a spring in her feet, cause she had some time to spend and a sister to see. When suddenly Sally saw Silas sitting in his truck, off to the side of the road,
stalled
down. He was slouched in his seat with a sulk in his eye. And Sally said, Silas, who took the air out of your tires?
Well, Silas and Sally, it's sort of a sorry story, I must say. I saw something in the street and swerved out of the way. A truck started to skid in the street, almost slipped, and I slid off the shoulder and down in the ditch and sunk in the sand. And here I sit. I tried to drive it out, but the wheels just spin in the stuff. I tried to push it out, but I'm not strong enough. So like a porcupine handler who lost his gloves, I'm stuck.
Sally thought about her sister and she saw her friend in need. She said, Silas, I got time to spare, I'll help you out happily. Silas said, Sally, say you made my day, showing up and helping me out in that way. It's such a nice thing, I just can't repay. You know I'll never understand what I did to deserve such a good, good friend, but you know what they say is true. Every little good deed that you do is gonna come back to you someday.
Our story continues out in the countryside, where Silas was out for a spin and in overdrive.
Sitting straight in his seat with a sparkle in his eye, cause his truck was unstuck and he was out for a ride. When suddenly Silas saw Susan off to the side with a big old stack of sweet potato pie. She had a scrunch in her lip and a scowl on her face, and Silas said, Susan, why you looking so out of place? Susan said, Silas, it's sort of a sorry story, I must say. I baked all these sweet potato pies today. I need to ship them to the supermarket store to sell. I need to get them there quick before they get stale. I tried to think of a way to get them to the supermarket, but I've pondered and I've wondered and I've had no luck. So just like a tree cut off at the knees, I'm stumped. Silas thought about the open road and he saw his friend in need. He said, Susan, you can borrow my truck, lend it to you happily. Susan said, Silas, say you made my day, showing up and helping me out in that way. It's such a nice thing, I just can't repay. No, I'll never understand what I did to deserve such a good, good friend, but you know what they say is true. Every little good deed that you do is gonna come back to you someday.
Our story isn't over, there's a little bit more, because Susan was pulling up to the supermarket store.
She had a song on her lips and a smirk on her face, cause she was delivering her sweet potato pies that day.
When suddenly Susan saw Samuel, you remember him?
Yeah, he was at the start of the story.
Well, here he is at the end. But he had a stumble in his step and a sag in his mouth. And Sally said, Samuel, what's got you so down and out?
Well, Samuel says, Susan, it's sort of a sorry story, I must say. I haven't had anything to eat all day. My stomach is empty and I simply should scrounge something up. But I'm starving and I can hardly stand up. I had some money I'd saved to go to the store to buy a snack to eat, but I don't have that money anymore, you see. So like a ship on the sea with a hole underneath, I'm sunk. Susan thought about her sweet potato pies and she saw her friend in need. She thought Sam is such a good, good guy and that guy has got to eat. She said, Sam, I got some food right here, I'll share it with you happily. Cause you know you can always count on me.
and said, Susie, you made my day. Showing up and helping me out that way is such a nice thing I just can't repay. You know I'll never understand what I did to deserve such a good, good friend. But you know what they say is true. Every little good deed that you do is gonna come back to you someday.
Take me riding in the car, car, take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car, I'll take you riding in my car. Click, clank, open up a door, girls. Click, clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, clickety, clack, take you riding in my car. Climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spray, I sprattle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on the starter, take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes, engine, it goes. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls, take you riding in my car. Trees in the houses walk along, trees in the houses walk along. Truck in a cart in a garbage can, I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again, I'm gonna zoom you home again. Roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn, I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Well, I'll take you riding in my car.
Who else could it be but Woody Guthrie? Riding in My Car is the name of the song here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups. I'm Bill Childs. I'm with you every week. And here's the point of the show when I need your help, friends. What's going to happen is I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then, and this is where it gets really important. So I need you to pay attention for just a second here. You paying attention? Matt, like eye contact? I'm going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can, "Are you prepared to rock?" Like, if you're able to stand up, it might help get more sort of under the diaphragm so you can be really loud. So, hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? Excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock. That might have been the loudest yet. Been doing the show for almost 18 years. So loud. First, let's get some advice from They Might Be Giants.
First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared.
Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock.